We're on page 11 of the page. The bottom. Omer of Yehuda Rishmuel. Vor Shebein Shtei Chatzeros Mufleges Mikosol Zeharba Mikosol Zeharba. And there's a picture in the back of the sparring here. I thought it's easier to see here on page Samach Zayin. You have two chatzeros. Each one has a wall behind it with a window. And there's a boar four tvachim away from this wall, four tvachim away from this wall with water in it. And they want to fill water from the windows into their chatzer. This area in between, they didn't make an eruv. Each one has an eruv in their own specific chatzer. So Bor Shebein Shtei Chatzeros Mufleges Mikosol Zeharba Mikosol Zeharba is four tvachim away from this wall, the back wall of this chatzer, and four tvachim away from the back wall of the other chatzer, and the two chatzeros have windows that open in, so that area l'chora becomes a common area. Zemotzi Ziz Kolshu Umemale. One of them puts a pole out from his wall, and he can then be mamali water from that bore. The zemotzi ziz kol shu mamali. The other one can put a small ziz out, doesn't have to be for tvachim, and he can fill up with water. Rav Yehuda didei omar, Rav Yehuda said himself, this is what he said the name of Shmuel. On his own he said, afilu kanyu. Even a little pole. Doesn't have to be a Z's. A Z's, what's the difference between a Z's and a pole? So the Rashba says that all Rav Yehuda is saying that since Shmuel didn't say that the Z's has to be four tvachim, it could be any shear. It could be any kana. And the Ritva says that a Z's is something that is kavua. That's something you put a support into a wall and you put permanent things on it. A kanya is something that is temporary. So if you would have added, it doesn't even have to be something permanent. It could even be temporary. On Shabbos, Mustamanat, it's mostly to the binyan. Okay, what's binyan aroi? It's also mitrabot. It has to be something that's what's it called. There, it doesn't have to be kavu in the wall, though. Sirashi. Bor shebein shtei chatziros, haprudo zumizu. The two chatzeros are separated from each other. Umatzik beinehen kein mavui katan. There's a space between these two chatzeros, a small mavui between them. Vein diorim psuchim lo. There's nobody living in that space between the two chatzeros. Va'abor b'hoso hetzik, and that the bor is found in that space. Mufleges mikoso zeharba, and it's separated from the wall of chatzer A, at least four tvachim, and separated from the wall of kosher B, four tvachim. The ilav hachi, the muflig, havitash misha menachas. Because it wouldn't be separated four tvachim from either wall, then it'd be easy to use with shilshul. You just have to take the bucket and lower it from the window directly down. And since each chatzer has a window opened into this area, so that's a Pesach. So this area that I can use benachas is part of my chatzer, and the other guy could use the benachas too. And then it becomes a common third rishus for both of us that would asher. We could, neither of us could fill water from this bor. Shereshush neim shaletus ba, usnavim asnisen, bor shebein shtei chatzeros, ein mamalin imen of a Shabbos. If you have a bor between two chatzeros, and they didn't make an eruv together, you're not allowed to fill up water from that bor. Shezeh osur al zeh, ad sheyarvu, o ad sheyasu mechitza tluya bebor. Kach heishivri. So this is what's a... That's what the... Okay. In any case, so this is the mitzvah. Has to be four tzvachim away, so it's not nicha tashmishtei to either one of them. It's not considered an extension of either chatzer. And now... what's it called? You're allowed to, they're allowed to fill up. As long as they put a disease. What's the purpose of the disease? Zemot's disease calls you. Mikoslo ad labor. He sticks a pole out of his wall till the bore. Umamali derech halabor. Then he can fill up from the bore through the window. The chain says the same thing on the other side. The kidin the mufleges dalit lo shalti beles or zelzel. Since it's four tefachim away, it's not something that, what's it called, that the asher are one on the other. The chatseros are no longer relevant to that space in between. Mishub she reshusa shdeem b'movli nomileka. Shein diureyem psuchem mechatsa. And l'maisa, because the reshus and the movli is together, and they didn't make an eruv, that also doesn't asher, because there's nobody living in that little movli part that opens up into their chatzah. Lotz is the love of Beregel. They can't even get in to that movli part because they only have a window. There's no exit from their chatzah into that movli. They ain't tashmish to mekach. That's not what they're using. The only tashmish they have for that movli space between the two chatzeros is to fill up water. Ela derech avir. They only have access to that space by way of the air, not by way of walking on the ground. With a din who disease nominally boy. Really, you shouldn't need a disease either. Elam yishum heker bi'alma. So there's really no reason why they can't fill up water from the bore without any tikkun. But the rabbanan demanded a heker. Shelo yishtamshu b'shus acheres shoshnayim b'lo eru. They shouldn't come to use a different reshus that's common to two people without an eruv. Because here, that's what they're doing. They're using a reshus that's common to two people without an eruv. But over here, it's okay, because they have no hishtamshus in this reshus except derech avir. Mishum hachi mesak mihachapur. So you have to do something with the chavosa ifrim mesach Shabbos, the perek azorik. We have a similar thing in perek azorik in Shabbos. Sfina, you have a boat. And you want to fill up water off the side of the boat. The boat is a reshus hayachid. The water is a karmelis. So you can't take from a karmelis into a reshus hayachid. Rav Huna omar motzi and then a ziz kosho umemale. So you put up a ziz as a heker. Mokmina lo hasam, deinu el a heker bi'alma. The lalesi the tiltuli mi karmelis acheres the reshus hayachid. They shouldn't come to carry from a regular karmelis into reshus hayachid. The yam the gabe milui sfora le delav karmelisi. And the Gemara over there holds that the yam the gabe filling up water from the yam into the boat does not have a real din of a karmelis. Ela tarkiisa. The karmelis of the yam is at the bottom, and the water is like it's not there. And anything 10 tefachim above a karmelis is a makom ptur. So therefore, really, when you fill up the water, you're filling from a makom ptur to reshus hayachid. But since the maisa underneath the water is a karmelis, so you need a heker that you shouldn't think you can take from a karmelis into reshus hayachid. Avlavira de mayim makom ptur. The maya karmelis maya. You don't consider the water as part of the ground. You consider the water like air. Afilu kanya de lo minker kulei hashori. Even a kanya, which isn't so prominent as a ziz is either bigger or more permanent, is also okay. So, Omar le Abaye Rav Yosef, Hodr Rav Yehuda de Shmueli. This which Rav Yehuda said, that this halacha he said in the name of Shmuel. Okay? And even though, in other words, what Rav Yehuda said, even a kanya is okay, that he said in the name of Shmuel. You don't really need anything, what's it called, predominant, it's Stama Heker B'Am over here. Okay, but he said that in the name of Shmuel. Not that he said in Shmuel the first thing, and the second thing he said in his own name. The second thing, he said that Shmuel would agree to this too. To E. Rav, but he surely didn't say this in the name of Rav. Ha'omarai ain't not the most Rachadir, Derachadir. Rav holds that if the only tashmish you have in a reshus is derech avir, that doesn't answer on the other person. If one person has a regular tashmish and the other person is only mishtamish derech avir, then it's not considered like a joint reshus without an Erev. The reshus of the person who could only mishtamish derech avir is bottle. It's not considered a tashmish. So, or because something that you have to mishtamish derech avir is four tvachim away from where you are, it's not relevant to that reshus. Those are different reasons the Rishonim give. Now, what's it called? But Shmuel, Shmuel holds that Tashmish Derech Avir does Asr. But Lechor, it's not true. Because in this case, all you need is a Heker. Because since he's Mishtamish Derech Avir, it's not considered Mishtamish. And it doesn't become a common Rishos that would Asr one on the other Chatzar. So they say that the difference like this. Everybody agrees that if the whole Ishtamshis in that area is Derech Avir for both sides, that's nothing. All you need is a Heker. But you wouldn't need a Heker if it never could be Osir. But if one has a good Ishtamshis, one would have a door that opens into that Mavri part. And one would only have a window. And one is Mishtamish Derech Avir, and the other one has Ishtamshis Mamish, then Rav would hold that then the Shmuel would hold that it'd be awesome. The guy with the Derech Avir would Asr on the other guy, since there is Ishtamshis in that Chatzar, that's a real Ishtamshis. Therefore, you need a Heker, that you shouldn't come to use it when one of them has a regular Ishtamshis. But in a Chinami, where both have Derech Ishtamshis, Derech Avir, that's not considered Bethlal, a Mokum Meshutah. But if one has a regular Ishtamshis, Shmuel would hold its Asr. So Shmuel holds you need a Heker. But Rav, even if one of them has regular Ishtamshis, and the other one only Derech Avir, holds that Derech Avir doesn't Asr. Memela, there's nothing to have a Heker for. Even if both have Ishtamshis, Derech Avir, you don't need any Heker. Because if one would have a regular Ishtamshis, still wouldn't Asr. Derech Avir never Asrs. There's no purpose for a Heker. The fact that Shmuel needed a Heker is because he holds that Ishtamshis, Derech Avir, where one has regular Ishtamshis, and the other, Derech Avir, is Asr. But in this case, Taka, even Shmuel would hold that it's not Asr Mikra Din. Okay, Rashi. Hadar of Yehuda, the boy ticket kosho. That which Rav Yehuda says, you need some kind of Heker, something, to Shmuel. That only goes according to Shmuel. Rav Yehuda learned from Rav and Shmuel. Sometimes he quoted Rav and sometimes Shmuel. So here, what the Gemara is saying is, it had to be, Abayu said to Rav Yosef, it had to be that here, Rav Yehuda was talking in the name of Shmuel, not in the name of Rav. The Shmuel, Mishmuel Rabbi Karmala, the Tzarek Tikkun Sas. The either Rav, to have a Nomi Rabbi, right, Minei, Lo Gomerla. From him he didn't learn this. From Rav he didn't learn this halach. Why? To ain adam osra padero, the tashmish mufla kaze, shetzarek lizro tli bavir, dalit vachim, vafilu kanyelo tzarek. It's ishtamshis, derech avir, that you have to throw something, at least four tvachim in the air, to be mishtamish, that's not called ishtamshis. And therefore, you wouldn't even need a heker. Adamar says, with the Shmuel Mehecha, where do we know that Shmuel holds that Ishtamshis, Derech Avir, is also where one has a regular Ishtamshis and the other one has Derech Avir. Ilim mihodom Rav Nachman or Shmuel. If you'll say from the case we had before, this is what this Gemara has to do with this sugya. Because now we're going to re-quote the Gemara we said before. If it's from the case of Rav Nachman or Shmuel, Gag ha-somach l'shus ha-rabi. You have a roof that overhangs l'shus ha-rabi. It's adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, higher, but over the Rishus HaRabim. No separation between them. There's no chatzar underneath. Immediately underneath the roof is the Rishus HaRabim. Tzorek Sulam Kavo Alatiro. So you need that the person who has the Gag has to put a Sulam Kavua between his Mirpeset and the Gag to separate it from Rishus HaRabim and to show that he doesn't want to have shaykhs with the people in Rishus HaRabim. So what's the case over there? So before we gave the answer that it's talking where the Mirpeset is within 10 tvachim of the Rishus HaRabim, and the Gag is within 10 tefachim of the Merpeset, so it's all one Rishus, we thought that it's talking in the following case. We have something high up, so the people in Rishus Rabim can throw something onto the wall of the Gag. They can use it by throwing things up, and they usually don't come right away close to the wall, because there's usually pegs, posts in the floor to separate the Rishus Rabim, that people don't scrape against the walls of the house. So they separate a little bit, and they throw things up on the wall during the week. So they're the Ishtamshis with Tzrika in the year. And the person who has the Gag in the Merpeset, he uses it normally. So what do we see from there? That Derech Avir asers, that the people, Rishus HaRabim, aser, unless he puts up a Sulop Kavua, it asers it. Their Ishtamshis is only Derech Avir. They have to throw things across from the Rishus HaRabim to the wall of this Merpeset. Still it asks him. Says, no, don't look at Rav Papa. Maybe it's like Rav Papa said, that it's talking over there where the people put, it's not within 10 tefachim, right? That's not the, what the Gemara says. It's talking where it's more than 10 tefachim away, but there's a Ishtamshis of the Rishus HaRabim on the wall, not Derech Avir. They put their hats and their jackets there. And Tosus explains, when it's heavy things, so then they don't get so close to the wall and put their heavy things on, then they throw. But if it's a light thing, you can get right up to the wall and put it on top. It's not Derech Avir anymore. So, or some say that when it's such light things, Ishtamshis Derech Avir is a normal Ishtamshis. It's normal to throw light things in the air. That's already called a regular Ishtamshis. So Mamela, it's no raya from here, that Ishtamshis Derech Avir ushers, because maybe over there, either it's not Derech Avir, they come right up to the wall with their hats and jackets and put them on the wall, or Derech Avir for light things is a normal Tashmish to Rashi. So that can't be the case where we can infer that Shmuel holds that Ishtamshis Derech Avir ushers. From which member that Shmuel said can we infer that Rav Yehuda, when he said his halacha, that Ishtamshis Derech Avir ushers, and Melu Yedida Heker, when both of them have Ishtamshis Derech Avir, right? Which member of Shmuel did he learn that from? So kedai techashta, techishoma abaya, la'odra of Yehuda, milsub afeinafshishoma. Right now the Gemara thinks that when Abaya heard from Rav Yehuda that he said Afilu Kanya, he didn't quote in the beginning the name of Shmuel. Because if he did, it's clear that he said this is the name of Shmuel. It says Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. When Abaya heard it, he didn't hear what Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. He just heard this halacha that you only need a Kanya. He didn't hear him quoted the name of Shmuel. So he thought he was saying it on his own. Omer of Yehuda Borsha ben Shtei Chatzeros Mufleges Arbo Mikan Mikan Zemo Tzikona Kol Shumamali Velo Shoma Behegyo Hode Shmuel. He didn't hear what Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel to begin with. Di Ola the Hode Shmuel disease Kol Shu Shoma Baya, because if he heard it as an extension to what Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, that according to Shmuel Aziz is enough, and Rav Yehuda just added even a Kanya is enough, right, Lord of Yehuda, mighty boy on the Shmuel. Meicha, ho ho, kashmim, and Shmuel behead you, the boy ticket. Shmuel said the fairish. He needs some kind of ticket. But he didn't hear it. He heard Rav Yehuda say it in his own name that you need a kod. He didn't hear him saying that Shmuel also holds you need Aziz, and he just came along to say that it's lav dafka Aziz. Tzorach shulam kavua, v'ilo, v'nei arushu sarabim asra lei derech avir. Because Lachari, if you hold the Tashmish Derech Avir doesn't answer, why should the Anshei Rishus HaRabim answer on the Merpeset? There's always posts in the ground to keep the people of Rishus HaRabim away from the walls, like they have in Mei Sharim. There's always posts to keep people in the middle of the road, so they don't get too close to the house. The house is on the side. And therefore, It's at least four tefachim. So if they want to use the wall, they're going to have to use it by throwing, by stretching. It doesn't mean throwing in the air. It means stretching over. That's called hishtamshus derech avir. Because they can only reach over the area. They don't walk there. Mamela, it's this guy has a real hishtamshus, and this one only has derech avir. And if what's it called? If it wouldn't answer, then what's it called? Then what's the problem? You would need a sulam kavua. Somebody says, no. Maybe the reason over there it answers is not because the ishtabsh is derech avir, but because it's like Rav Papa. Tashmish kamaru, b'ayin b'kumsa v'sutra. Like Rav Papa answered over there, he's talking where the people come right up to the wall and put their jackets on. They don't stretch over. To put jackets down, you could walk through the post, stand right next to the wall, and put it on top of the wall. The male it answered. It's a regular ishtabsh. The Rishus Arabim have Ishtamshus and the Merpeset, and the Merpeset has its own Ishtamshus, and Mele Sosser. Ela Meho. Ela Meho. So the source that Abaya knew that, what's it called, that Rabbi Yehuda said this, the name of Shmuel, is from the following case. Zemotzi ziz kol shumamale, zemotzi ziz kol shumamale. Tama da'afik, holo ha'afik, aminir odamos roch avero, derech avir. It's from the first thing that Shmuel said. And again, Abaye didn't hear that Rav Yehuda said that in the name of Shmuel. But now we're bringing it down as a separate thing. That Shmuel said, if you have a bore between two rishuyos, each one has to put up a ziz in order to be matur as a hacker. L'chara, if derech avir never answers, what in the hecker for? But if one of them would have a regular ishtamshus, then it wouldn't be asur derech avir. Then if both have ishtamshus derech avir, you need at least a hecker to let you know that under the other circumstance, it wouldn't be mutter. It's only mutter here. And that Rav Yehuda said, when Shmuel said aziz, he didn't mean dafka aziz. It doesn't have to be something kavua, and it doesn't have to have any shear. It could even be a pole that's almost a nothing, and just for a hecker. So Rav Yehuda extended or explained Shmuel like that. But Abaye didn't hear what Shmuel said, what Rav Yehuda said, the name of Shmuel, the original thing that he added to it. He only heard what Rav Yehuda added. So now we brought down the original thing that Shmuel said as a proof that Shmuel would hold that Tashtamshes derech avir asers. Ela mehor, the Abaye shomad Rav Yehuda amilse de Shmuel. V'achi kom Rabaye. Hot boy Rav Yehuda kanyu, mi Shmuel gomela. That which Rav Yehuda said, even a kana is good, he learned that from Shmuel. He's not arguing on Shmuel. He's qualifying what Shmuel said. The boy ticket, he needs some ticket. V'achi v'ashmeinun, the Shmuel rabbei lav ziz davka. And he's coming to explain to us that when Shmuel said this halacha, that you have to have a hecker of aziz, it was lav dafka aziz. He just mentioned that as an example. The kivud lo boy aziz dalid, since Shmuel never said you need a shear of something for tefachim, to aziz kol shomer. So he meant any aziz. Yolev Rav Yehuda b'nei to adin l'kanya. So Yehuda learned from that there's no difference between aziz and a kanya if it's only for a hecker. Because if it would be more than that, you need some kind of shear. So now the Gemara asks, Udu Rav Me'echa, how do you know Rav holds that Tashmish Derech Avir doesn't answer? Ilema Meha, if you'll think from this case, Shtei Guzu Stros, Zulam Alamizu, this case that Rav said, you have two balconies, two scaffoldings, one higher than the other, and staggered. And they're four tefachim away from each other. If you made a mechitza and they have a hole in the bottom to draw water, and you made a mechitza on the top one of 10 tefachim, so you can draw water from that, but you didn't make a mechitza on the bottom one. So they can't draw water from their scaffolding, the bottom one, but the top one can. So the bottom ones want to throw a bucket through the hole in the top one and draw water. So they're both awesome. Because since they're mishtamish together with that gezustra, and they don't have an eruv, it's asher. Akshayarvu, till they make an Eruv. So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, and Rav Huna said the name of Rav, Lo Shalu Ela Bismucha. That's only when they're mamish close to each other. Avo Bimufleges Arba, El Yonah Muteres, the Tachton Asur. But if they're four Tvachim away from each other, so the only way that the bottom one can mishtamish with the top one is Derech Avir. Right? He has what's it called, he reaches over and puts it down through the other guy's hole in the bottom of the scaffolding with the mechitza. So that's Hishtamsh's Derech Avir. The guy on the top scaffolding uses his regular Hishtamsh. It's not Derech Avir, it's direct. So in the case where one has direct Hishtamsh and one has Hishtamsh's Derech Avir, and you see that it doesn't answer. Because since it's four tefachim away, Rav Yehuda, Rav holds, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav Huna said the name of Rav, that's mutter. So you see that according to Rav, Hishtamshus, Derech Avir doesn't answer. Shmuel says, no. Dilma Shani Hocha, the Kivan to the Zebizriko, the Shilshu. Well, the Zebizshilshu, the Chudei, to the Zebizriko, the Zebizep, the Pesach Domi. Right? So no, flow right. Maybe the reason it doesn't answer over there is not because Hishtamshus, Derech Avir, is not Hishtamshus. If it would be only Derech Avir, it will be a regular Hishtamshus. But here's a problem. Because the guy has to first stretch over four tefachim and then go down. So this guy has Hishtamshus, Derech, Shilshul, and Zrika. The other guy is only Derech Shilshul. So maybe Rav holds that in the case where one guy has Shilshul and Zrika, and the other one, only Derech Shilshul, that we give it to the guy who has the Noach usage, and the other guy's irrelevant. Because it's like a Pesach, it's like a Pesach. Here, it's worse than the case of what's it called, of Zrika and Shilshul, where they're both pretty even. Here you have two things against one, even Rav would agree, the other before, that when one needs Zrika and Shilshul, and the other one only Shilshul, even Rav would agree that the one that Shilshul is like a Pesach, and the one with Zrika and Shilshul is like Zrika and Pesach, and by Zrika and Pesach, even Rav agrees that we give it to the guy with the Pesach. Rashi, and therefore that's why the one who's four tefachim away can't answer. But not because Shtamshus, Derech Avir, doesn't answer. In other words, it was only Derech Avir, without any Shilshul. And the other guy had Shilshul. So this guy had Zrika, this guy had Tashmish Derech Shilshul. According to Rav, they'd be equal. And it would answer. Even though this one, Zrika, is only Derech Avir. It's four tefachim away. That, we have no raya, that if it would be a case that was Stam Derech Avir, without any other extenuating reason, that Rav would hold that it doesn't answer. So now we have no raya from here that Rav holds Hishtamshus Derech Avir doesn't answer.
Rashi, with the Rav Meheicha Shamina, the Ein of the Most Rav Chaveiro Derech Avir, from where do we know Rav holds that if one person has Hishtamshus Derech Avir and the other one is regular Hishtamshus, that the Hishtamshus Derech Avir doesn't answer? Ela b'shmucha, she'en elyona mishucha mikneged ha'tachton v'meshuch ha'kosot al tefachim. The top one is not staggered away from the bottom one more than four tefachim length. V'afagav b'kavoni mena ha'sora, even though it's 10 tefachim higher than it. Rav v'tameh, d'homar l'zeh b'shulshul, l'zeh b'zrika, sh'neim asurim. If one has shulshul, one has zrika, they're both awesome. Because what's it called? They consider it like equal. The Tashmish, the Shilshul, Zrika, Choshe Tashmish. Avamuflegas me connect to Dalit. Since now it's not just one Zrika and one Shilshul, but it's Zrika and Shilshul against Shilshul alone. Given the Ela Tachtona Khan, Ela Tashmish Mufla, the Meshech, Zehu Avir, the Lav Tashmish. Now the Gemara says, so why then does Rav hold that this is Mutter? He holds always that if one has Rika and one has Derech Shilshul, that they answer. So here that's the case. One has Derech Rika, has to throw it up, and the other one goes down. And they should be equal. Elamai, since it's four tefachim away, in addition to the Derech Shoshul, there's an inyan of Ishtamshus Ba'avir. And the Ishtamshus Ba'avir is what's matter. Meaning, even if it wouldn't be ten tefachim above, it'll be mamish on the same level. But since the only way is mishtamish is by stretching over the avir, rather than its mutter. That's called tashmish avir. Rav tashmishu, that's not considered a bona fide tashmish. Rashi again says what he said before, when it speaks about things being separated from each other on an equal plane, then it talks about a meshech, right? That's a flogger. And when it's talking about things being separated up and down, right, that's called smuch or whatever. So that's a different thing. Verses no, shani ocha, the kivin to the zeb is rikas avir. Who's rikas gofa? You need two things. The guy has to throw over and up. And the other one, the shilshu, he has to throw over and down. Not over. The zeb is shilshu l'kudai. This one's just down. So mishalshu gleam the yam, kill the zeb a pesh, the zeb is rikas avir. Even Rav would agree that they're not equal. That the one who has only shilshu is pesach, and the other one's considered like Srika. Of a Gabi Bor, the Shneim Shavim Bathloga, but by the Bor, well, they're both equal. They both have to throw four Tvachim out and down. So then they answer each other. Maybe over there, even though it's only Derech Tashmish Avir. You need an anchor. Okay. Of a Gabi Bor, the Shneim Shavim Bathloga, Lo Melo Tashri, if one would have a regular Hishtamshus, and therefore you need a hacker when both of them have only Hishtamshus Derech Avir. Okay, we're going to stop here because the next case really has to do with the next whole next Amid, half a Amid.